behind them, and the colored people would pick it up and tie it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how he did it. We were talking about it the other day. How in the world did he stand it?
Yeah, that's hard work, isn't
it? I don't know it, but he did it.
Well, you must have had a lot of chores to do yourself when
Oh, my, I never knew what it was not to work. Well, all of us did. Yeah, we worked all the time. We got up in the morning. We got up around 4 o'clock, 4 or 5, because when we went to school, you know. And you'd have chickens to feed, hogs to feed, cows to milk. And you had to do your share, because no parent could do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And we all did our share. And of course, when we grew up, we had to do our own housekeeping and everything, because my mother wasn't there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Get the younger ones ready to go to school, and things of that kind. So I worked all my life. I still work. Just never known anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll change an awful lot.
Yeah, they sure do. They don't do that now. Mine didn't do it. Not while they were home.
What did the kids? Let me make sure that this tape's coming along. What did the kids play with? And what did you have in the way of toys and things like that?
We had no toys unless my father made them. He made us squirt guns, which we had a lot of fun with. Water squirt guns, you know, and squirt the chickens and squirt. Squirt each other and everything else, and then he made us whistles out of elder bushes that grew down on the branches. He would make us whistles out of them, and pop guns they were long about like this, and they had a plunger in them, and you put a cedar ball in it, and you could shoot those things far as near next door,
mm-hmm.
and it sting. That's what we had then. But at Christmas we got toys. We got dolls and little wagons, and not what children get today so much that they came open up all day all at one time on Christmas Day. But we got, and we were, I think, just about as happy as children, maybe more so than the other day. And we got tea sets and things that we could, and they were used, really, I think, to teach us the proper way to do, and all. My father was very strict in that regard. He taught us good manners and how to act and all like
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know how he did it with 4 children in the farm, but he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing, I don't know whether this would interest you or not. It sounds really poor, but it's the way it was done, and we weren't the only ones did it. People didn't have mattresses like they've got today. You slept on a feather bed,
mm-hmm.
feather mattress. And underneath the feather mattress, you had a straw mattress. Instead of box springs like they have today, you had a straw mat. Well, in the springtime, after wheat was cut and you had the fresh straw, all of these straw mattresses were emptied out, washed and aired out good, and filled up with a new straw and put on the inside. And these feather mattresses were made up every morning with a stick about that big around, and stayed right at the head of the bed, and you'd beat it. And you'd turn it over, so that night it was sitting up there that high. That sounds real odd, but nobody had that day. And I doubt anybody could sleep on one today. They always talk about you got to have a board under your fence, because you're under your mattress, because it'll hurt your back, but nobody did it then. And men work all day, farmers and everything slept on those mattresses.
Uh-huh.
Now you'd think you'd burn up in the summertime, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But that was done. Everybody did that.
Uh-huh.
And what were we talking about before you said that? What did we play with?
Yeah.
We made our own things. Now, we could improvise more than, and I don't see why children don't improvise today. But we could go out in the yard and play all day long. And we would take, my father was a carpenter. It just seems to be born into it. Maurice has it, and George has it, my other son.